Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy, it's Tina Harbuck with the Destin Log. I got Pete Wright from Ship's Chandler on the phone, and we're going to talk a little bit about fishing, I hope. What you hear, Mr. Pete?
Well, I hear that dolphin fishing, mahi-mahi, it's been really, really good. A lot of fish. There's a lot of fish, you know, out to the spur, east over to the nipple, west over to the nipple, and all the way down in there offshore of the edge. There's quite a few dolphin, but you know, when you get in closer, you got to find the stuff floating.
Yeah, they find the weed lines or
usually something that's got a big mass to it, you know, a big clump of grass or a tree or a pallet or something. And then once you get out there in a little bit deeper water out there around the spur, anything you find floating has dolphin on them. They're not giants, but they're
You know, 10, 15, 20 pounds,
so there's plenty of good fish out there. Oh, yeah, it's a ball, you know, an absolute ball and really good eating.
Okay. Now, what kind of bait do they use on those?
Anything. Cut bait. Yeah, ballyhoo, live cigar minnow, you know, bear hook, you know, jig. It doesn't matter. You know, they eat. Yeah, they're ferocious. Yeah, they eat everything in sight, so it makes it pretty easy. You can, you might think of yourself as a good fisherman after you got into a batch of those.
I hear you.
And then, you know, all the bottom fishing's good. You know, of course, you can't keep any snappers.
No, we're down to mingos and amberjack.
Mingos and amberjacks, groupers, and then black snappers also, which is really good fishing. You know, the black snappers are biting good out there on the in the 18s. And you get in there around Mid-Bay Bridge, and it seems like the mangrove snappers are biting really good there and really and off the jetties also. You know, there's quite a few of them.
Okay. What else are you seeing off the jetties?
That's a decent fish. You know, it really is. I mean, you can catch them there a pound and a half, probably 2 pounds maybe. And there's plenty of them. The trout fishing's been kind of slow. And but if you wanted to, if somebody wanted to go out there and fish the lights at night,
You know, the docks and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just lights wherever they happen to be. There's a lot of redfish around them. Most of them too short.
Gotcha.
But there's, but you know, you fish lights for 2 or 3 hours, you'll end up with a mess of fish. Just but you'll just catch a lot more than you keep. That's for sure.
Yeah. Is there anything off the beach people can catch right now?
I mean, skipjack, bluefish, hardtails, all the, you know, I call them poop fish, you know, whatever it happens to be, you know.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of, you know, I see an occasional mackerel show up on the docks, and that's about it. Is the kingfish not been that great this year?
Well, it's, they've been decent, you know, and it's just, you know, and I just really hadn't followed it, but over the last several years I have, and I think, Tina, it's just that people are not going fishing for them, you know. Thomas Norvell will go out there commercial fishing, and he goes out there and catches the kingfish because they're bringing really good money. And they he seems to come back with a pretty good little mess of them, you know, when he goes. So I mean, so they must be there. I mean, he's not going to go very far, El Matador, Gully 18s, or you know, somewhere around the buoy. You know, it's it's all good. Somebody just got to fish for him.
All right. Well, it seems like we got less folks in town. People are back in school, and there's not as many people going out on the boat. So this might be a good time, folks, to load up and go.
Well, it is, and it's a good time to bring your boat in here.
Yeah,
because you can actually get in here without – I mean, it's so nice driving up the highway, not for 45 minutes to go 10 miles, you know.
Exactly.
But it is hot. You know,
it is very hot.
Ridiculously hot, and people need to be careful.
Exactly.
And I'll have to go out there if some guys are listening to them, make them come inside and get a little air conditioning.
I hear you. But it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. All right, Mr. Pete, listen, I appreciate it, and we'll check with you later, okay?
All right.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.